Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
You know, I was the underdog when I asked my wife out on a date.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
He's a weapon. Stability is the key in any situation.
This is the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. My name is Zion Palmieri. I'm joined here with
Emma Todd.
Now, hopefully everyone's having a great morning. We're here early in the studio, and it's the opening segment. So let's recap the past week in Arabian sports. Emma, what do you want to start with?
Let's start with boys soccer. They had a game against Yorktown on the 17th, and they won 10-0. And Jordan Wilson and Dylan John both got a hat trick with 3 goals each that game.
Yeah, that's pretty spectacular, especially Dylan John, a two-sport athlete. This boys soccer team's looking good. I believe on their season they are 5-5 off the top of my head. So as we get into the later half of the season, hopefully, you know, win as many games as you can and, you know, maybe make a deep run in the sectionals. We'll move to girls soccer. Newcastle, they played on the 18th. They won that one 4-0. They played North Central on the 13th. They lost 4-0. So a lot of fours this week.
Yeah, for sure. I think that they definitely made a comeback between the North Central game and the Newcastle game just because North Central is kind of a tough team to play. And then getting, like, kind of back into the groove with the Newcastle win.
You play tough teams, you get better, and it's great to have a win over Newcastle, a conference opponent. That'll matter something later in the year. And yeah, how's the team looking, you know, this part of the season? I mean, you're on it.
Yeah, it's really good. We're still in for the conference, and we actually have a conference game today, which will be definitely a big win if we win this today. And the season's going great so far. I think we are like 4-6, so that's really good for the big teams that we're playing. And I'm really excited for the rest of the season.
Yeah, we'll move here to girls golf. They had 3 matchups this week. The first one was last Saturday, the 13th. Obviously, you know, we have our coaches show on Saturday, but we weren't able to cover this one because it happened during the coaches show. In that, it was the Albany Golf Club for the conference tournament. They finished with a team score of 401, placing 5th out of the 8 teams in the conference. According to Coach Slick, the course was loaded with water and trees, and you know, that doesn't make it easy to play golf. Junior Kirsten Dumovich was the medalist with a nice round of 88, and then senior Morgan Bricker had 93. And then the 2 more matchups this week, Emma.
Yeah, they have, they are going to play Monday the 15th, they played New Pal Lady Dragons and lost 199 to 171. And the medalist for the Lady Arabians was junior Kirsten Dumovich with the 46. Not far behind was senior Morgan Bricker with a 49. And then Tuesday the 16th, they had a 3-way match with Frankton and Hamilton Heights. And Hamilton Heights came away with the win with a 189, but Pendleton Heights was not far behind with a 192 and Frankton at 197. Kirsten Dumovich had a 47 and also had a birdie on hole 5. Senior Morgan Bricker had a couple pars and a 46.
Yeah, you hear a lot of the similar names when you cover the girls' golf team this year. Yeah. So, Kirsten Dumovich having a great year. We actually interviewed her last week, so maybe not hearing from her. They're getting into sectionals, so maybe they make some big waves or have some career plays, I should say. Maybe we'll talk to them again. But we'll move here to cross country. Cross country had a lot of meets this week. You know, obviously, I'm not going to list all the individual times, but some great things that did happen this week. Of course, Anya Zoeller is having a career year. I believe she is a sophomore.
Yeah, she is a sophomore, which is very impressive for the times that she's running. Mm-hmm. She's beating, from what I've heard, she's beating a lot of the courses, like records, which is insane for a sophomore.
Yeah, so on the 13th last Saturday, she broke another course record under 17 minutes, which broke the course record. In total, it was a 16:53. And then also this week, she ran the fastest 5K in school history. And Zach White also became the 7th runner in Pendleton Heights history to run in under 16 minutes. This cross country team is good. Both of these teams are really. I mean, like you mentioned, you're hearing things around the school about Anya Zoeller. It's this team is looking good.
Yeah, they definitely have a bunch of like good runners this year, which is absolutely insane. And with Anya being a sophomore, that means she'll have so many years, like her junior and senior year, to even get better than she is right now. So they'll be definitely really good next year.
Yeah, high ceiling for Anya Zoeller.
Yeah.
We'll move on to the football game last night. Of course, Emma, I don't know how much you know. We didn't really talk about this. I was at the game, so I'll give the rundown. Of course, Pendleton goes to play New Pal, number one team in the state. They had beat us 14 consecutive times in a row going in to play them. We were the underdogs, and everyone knew it. Start of the game, we get there, and you know both sides are talking to each other. It's a really chippy game. But New Pal took over from the start. They took the opening possession in for six and didn't look back. And the Arabians really didn't have an answer. And we're met with the toughest game and adversity they've seen all season.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think that, like, I wasn't there, so I didn't get to see how they were playing. But I think being the underdogs in that game, it definitely, like, brings out, like, a lot and, like, shows how, like, they, like, were still. Because I feel like a lot of, like, teams will be, like, they're playing hard games. They won't, like, want to play the best, but I feel like Pendleton definitely brought their A game and did really well from what I heard.
Yeah, for Pendleton, you know, they were beating these teams. I remember after the Newcastle game, Coach Richmond said, you know, you beat a team by 35 and you still see so much to work on. Now, this game obviously, you know, showed a lot more of that with them not being able to come out with the win. But you have a lot to work on. You have a lot to improve on and a lot that went wrong. So the next time they face a team of this caliber or similar, they can say, okay, you know, these are our weaknesses. We need a counter to them. We need to know how to respond to adversity. And, you know, it takes a tough loss to humble a team. And not saying this team needed that or they did or didn't, but, you know, they have been humbled now and they're going to come back next week to take on the Marauders hungry.
Definitely. I definitely think that after this loss this week, they will definitely be wanting to get that win with the Marauders.
Yeah. I think we're going to cut this segment just a little bit short, but stay tuned. Coach Richmond coming in for our interview here on the Coach's Show. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style, haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group, retirement planning, risk management, and legacy planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, their phone number is 800-928-4001 or online at talktofeg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. My name is Zion Palmieri, joined alongside Emma Todd in the studio, head coach of the Arabian football team, Jed Richmond. How's your morning going, Coach?
Could be better, but it could definitely be worse. So it's good to see you guys today.
Well, let's get straight into it. Last night, of course, taking on the New Pal Dragons. Let's talk about quarterback play. Brant Gray, of course, I've talked to my analysts and co-hosts and said he's a game manager, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. It could be good and could be bad, but after the game, I said this is one of the worst games Brant Gray could have as a game manager. You know, he didn't turn the ball over. Yeah. He didn't have too many yards, but on the upside, you know, a game with a positive game manager, you know, he has minimal completions and a lot of yards. This is just the downside. No turnovers, no game-ending plays, I'd say. What did you see from Brant Gray, and were you expecting more or wanting more?
I mean, Brant's one out of 11 guys, so he's got to do his job. You know, he manages the game really well, but he's a playmaker, and they had a guy for him every play. You know, their defense is completely sound. You know, I'm going to read you a quote here. This is what happened to Brant Gray last night. Quote on the scouting report this week was from Mike Tyson. Everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth. That was our plan. We had to make them play our version of football. That was Coach Ralph to the Greenfield Reporter. So we were a big game. I don't know what we thought we were going into. Mm-hmm. But that was a packed house. championship game for the conference last night.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what we thought we were doing, but that's what they were doing. And so I thought Brant played really hard. I thought his moxie and poise were as they always are. I mean, he was trying to make plays. Yeah, he needed some help. I mean, we had four drops. We had a sack. I mean, we had multiple negative plays. So he was 11 for 22. I don't know if you heard me at Thursday's practice, but in a, he was 20 of 22 in practice on Thursday. So he was focused and ready to play. So and he didn't play perfect, but it's team game, man. And we didn't play very good team football last night.
Yeah, so with the negative plays that you were talking about, what positives can you mention about Pendleton Knights last night?
Well, I love them. They're my guys. I mean, that's, you know, I get mad at my kids too, but dang, like they're my guys. You know what I mean? Nobody's going to fight harder for our kids. You know, I mean, I'm not being a smart aleck. That just, that's in my mind. Like I love coaching these kids and it doesn't matter that we're 4-1. It's who they are. Last night they went away from who they are as football players. They're the same guys. For whatever reason, they can't revert to the easy way out. I mean, that's really the soul searching right now. Mm-hmm. What do we do when it gets hard? Do we take the easy road or do we do what we're supposed to do? And, you know, last night I told them before the game, on the other side of this game, there's a championship. And there still is. Mm-hmm. It's just not the conference right now unless they lose one and we tie. We control our own destiny. So, right now, our mindset needs to be on getting back to who we are, getting this behind us, and moving forward. But to do that, you got to have some closure on what the film says. And the film says that we did not play very well. And we went away from the fundamentals and things like that. So, but I truly mean it. I mean, there's not a guy in that locker room that I'm like, oh, geez, I have to coach him today. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, that's the I hope they feel that way about one another, you know, and that's the thing. Last night as we left, the locker room was together. We were united, and that's the best thing I can say.
Whenever we play New Pal in any sport here at Pendleton Heights, students tend to, like, groan. They tend to, you know what comes along with the Dragons. They're a prestigious program, and they're very good in sports, and, you know, we've mentioned all their accolades. I feel like it's constantly an elephant in the room in all sports when it's New Pal Week because they get down on themselves early. I know Luke Graham talked a lot about this week with belief and, you know, you believe you can achieve. Yeah. Why is there a stigma when you play New Pal and how do you get over it?
I don't think it's just New Pal. I think it's, you know, I think our kids did believe last night.
Yeah.
I really do. I mean, I didn't feel any sense of like, oh, man, I don't know if we're going to, you know. Mm-hmm. I think it's really hard, and I think they're really good. Mm-hmm. And so to get on the other side of that, you have to be willing to go through it, not around it. And last night we had a whole bunch of guys that went around it. And whatever it is, you know, whether it's getting off a block, whether it's being disciplined and doing what you're supposed to do versus what you feel like doing because it's hard. It's the stuff we practice all the time. And so it's taught or tolerated. So right now the coach has got to do a better job coaching, you know, and, but that's life, you know, I mean, like you don't get to pick and choose how you attack. If you get cancer, you don't get to pick and choose how you deal with paying the mortgage. Like you have to pay it. Rent is due every week, every month. You got to pay the bills and you got to go to work to do it. And so like, you can't cheat that. That's just life. And the same with bad things that happen, you know, I mean, adversity happens to everybody. How you handle it is up to you. And the successful people handle that in a way that provides, like you overcome it. The great thing about football and team sports is you don't have to do it by yourself, you know, and that's the thing we've done so well for the first 4 weeks. We handled that adversity really well. Last night, they were more physical. You got to give them credit. It meant more to them last night. Like, you know, Coach Ralph goes on in his article. I'm so glad he said this stuff. And it's not bulletin board. It's like it's a wake-up call for our community and our kids. He lays it out there. So if people didn't read the Greenfield Reporter, it's not a plug. They should go read it because he says what they're going to do. You know, the coincidence, okay, to all this is our game plan offensively was the same as theirs.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make me a great coach. That just makes me, like, our it's a championship game. Mm-hmm. We were going to get in our heavy sets, and we were going to be very physical and run the football. And that didn't happen. They got in their heavy sets, two tight ends, and they ran the football. And it meant a lot to them. They knew we averaged 6 yards a carry. They knew all sorts of things. They took us very serious, and they just flat-out shut us down in every capacity.
Mm-hmm. So how do you think last night's game would be different if the Arabians started on offense?
Oh, boy. I don't know, the way we dropped the first pass of the game. You know what I mean? And how we got tackled for loss on the second. And I'm not being a smart aleck. I don't know that it would have been different. You know, it's one of those things, like, it's a choice. It's a choice how you react in those situations. They were more physical at all 11 positions. Their quarterback on offense, like, didn't move. He caught, and we had no pass rush. We were like block magnets last night. We didn't attack half a man. It didn't matter what front we were in. It didn't matter what coach called. We ran to get blocked. And then the DBs are covering all the way down the field, and the kid he's got a hose, man. He launched it 50 yards in the air. I mean, it's like that was when they weren't gashing us with the runs, you know? And so I don't think it would have mattered, because I think, you know, it's one of those things that they bloodied our nose, as the metaphor would go, and we did not respond to it. And that's what if I have disappointment, it's not as much, like, it's disappointing we let our fundamentals go. It's disappointing that we let frustration get us and we got some penalties. But the fact that our guys got in situations and didn't know how to fight out of them, that's where I got to coach better. And that's where I got to have their backs. And they got to learn to get off of blocks. They've got to learn that it's through their disciplines and through their fundamentals that they'll get through it. And as a staff, we got to do a better job.
Now, for a state championship caliber team that New Pal is, and, you know, on this big win streak, they get a surprising amount of penalties. And it seems like just before the snap, you mentioned their discipline. Yeah. Before the snap, they're super undisciplined. And then as soon as, you know, game time, they're good. How does a team, you know, execute so, you know, good, and, you know, all this? Yeah. We've mentioned all the positive accolades. Yeah. You know, it's not fun to keep doing that. How is this team so good and they get so many penalties?
Well, I mean, I think they could have got more. They're aggressive.
Yeah.
They're the most aggressive team we've played. And they're not dirty. They're aggressive. And so, but again, when you let yourself get held and you don't fight through it, it's not obvious. So, like, the refs aren't going to call it. I mean, that's happened to us the first four games. We've been the aggressor, and we've gotten away with those same calls. It's just kind of how the game goes sometimes. And sometimes you get one. You know, but I mean, you could look both ways, and you know, it's you can't control that. You can control your stance, your start when you come off the ball, your footwork, how I attack the line of scrimmage, how I run the route, looking the ball in, catching the ball with my hands properly. They did all those things. You know what I mean? We did not. We did not at all, and that's why we got our butts kicked. And you know, we got to learn from it, because we've got a lot of good football ahead of us. I really believe in these guys. I believe in this team. We are far from the team that we showed last night. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we're not as far from competing with them. I think that, for me as a coach, and as these guys' fan, man, I mean, that's the thing. I'm pulling for them.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about me. It's about them. They are the team. The kids hear this all the time. Players make plays. I mean, Max asked me last couple of weeks, is this a coaching battle or a player? Players make plays, man. Players are, it's about the players, and we got to play better, and we'll do a better job. I know they'll respond to this. You know, it's one of those things that, I know they wanted to win, but what are you willing to do? That's what I asked them before the game. At some point in this game, you're going to have to show a lot of toughness. Well, it was from play one. You know what I mean? Our kickoff team, Lincoln DeJong, made a really good tackle. Mm-hmm. But we didn't avoid correctly on blocks. We didn't get off of blocks. We weren't full speed in some spots. And that's, to a man, that's their problem that they're going to have to fix. Or we'll find 11 guys that will do it.
This last question here for this segment, it's kind of trivial, it's kind of pointless, but obviously the Arabians score on the last play of the game, clock winds out. Yeah. Don't get a chance to kick the PAT. I kind of thought they were supposed to be granted a chance. Was I incorrect on that?
Running clock, so.
Yeah.
No, it's just a running clock.
Oh, so, okay.
And I burn a timeout. Otherwise, it would have ran out. Burnt two timeouts. Otherwise, we wouldn't have scored. So it's nice that we didn't get shut out, but, you know, it's not like we were calling different plays. Those are the same plays we were calling in the first half. So we got to, you know, we got to start the game better. And we will. We'll get better from this. It is. I'm not going to make excuses. They are really good. But I expected us to compete better. Mm-hmm. And for the week of practice we had, we should have performed better. And at the end of the day, I guess it's on me. So,
well, we will take a quick break. When we return, we'll preview next week's matchup with Coach Richmond. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Emma Todd in the studio, head coach of the Arabian football team, Coach Richmond. Obviously, Coach, next on the schedule is the Mount Vernon Marauders. Yep. Historically, you guys haven't been favored against the Marauders. 2-8 so far in the last 10 years. Of course, the Marauders, they are 0-5 on the season. Not a great start for them. What would winning this matchup mean for the team?
Well, it's the next one, so it's important that we get this taste out of our mouth and get back to the habits that make us good. You know, I mean, the other thing that sticks with me about last night, and I'll relay this to Mount Vernon, Coach Ralph said in the paper, really from the get-go, it was a physically dominant performance from us. He's 100% right. I'm really proud of that, he said. Guys practiced that way Monday through Thursday. It was a full build each day of improvement, and we got after it. As a coach, that's a hallmark of great teams. They prepare the right way, and Friday night is a reward. I always talk about Friday night takes care of itself. We're all saying the same things. Mm-hmm. You know, I was taught by some great mentors that have won a lot of football games. We've won a lot of football games. There's no magic to it. It's work and grit and toughness, and you do it over and over and over. And if you do it well enough, Friday is the byproduct of doing it right for 4 days. Mount Vernon is searching for a win. They're extremely dangerous. And they're dangerous because of our naivety in this community. Mm-hmm. We think we're just going to get a win now. That's not going to happen. We are marked on their calendar every year because we're Pendleton. Mm-hmm. And in a rivalry game, the records go out the window. So if we let this poor performance seep into this week, they've got a chance. Mm-hmm. We have to clean up our problems, which are cleanable. They're all fixable. Like I said, we got a good team. We got a good locker room. Everything's healthy in there. But if we allow selfishness and frustration and finger pointing to come in, which we're not going to, that takes away from success Friday. We need to go to work, and we need to get better at what we do, and we need to keep working with the ultimate goal of the tournament in our vision, you know, but we got to focus on what's right in front of us, and that is today and then Monday and so on and so forth. So, but I give credit to Coach Ralph for, you know, how he articulated that yesterday, and it's obvious in how they go. It's been, in my opinion, obvious in how we've went until Friday, which that happens when you run into a good team. You lose games sometimes. It's not about the losing. It's about the competing and how we didn't go about our work Friday night. That was opposite of what we saw during the week. And so those are the things that we cannot allow to carry over. We've got to move on. And Mount Vernon demands that. They're a dangerous team.
Not making excuses based on what you just said. I'll try to make this the last time I circle back to last night's game.
Yeah, you're good.
What do you say? Was there physical discrepancies between these two teams? And do you work through that via aggression, via starting early? How do you get through that in practice and in game time applicable against Mount Vernon, New Pal and in the postseason?
Well, to me, it's between the ears. I mean, how long are you going to let a guy manhandle you before you make him stop? Mm-hmm. I mean, how long are you going to allow it to happen? And how do you fix that? Well, the same thing we fix corrections in the weight room. You go back to the fundamentals. The same way you fix corrections when you just get beat on a play. You go back to your fundamentals. It's in every sport. You know, I mean, you've heard me say this in the weight room. You know, if you can't get your clean, you go back. It's jump, shrug, high, pull, catch. Focus on the beginning, and then the end will work itself out. It's the same thing in football, you know. And to be honest with you, they were more physical from the whistle to the whistle. And even after the whistle sometimes, there was an extra shove, mm-hmm. okay? And we just took it.
Yeah.
We just took it, and until intrinsically we decide I'm going to fix this, and then more people do, then you're going to get what you got last night, and we're going to fix it. We're going to put them in situations to fix that. The sad thing is, the frustrating thing is, we did that all week long, and then we went out, and we didn't respond well. Like Coach said, the goal was to come punch us in the face, and they did.
Mm-hmm. So with that tough loss at New Pell last week, what are you telling the guys to keep them ready to bounce back against the Marauders?
The very things I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. I'm being as transparent as possible because I hope parents are listening, because they have to echo it. It can't be poor Zion. You know, that's so hard, Zion. I'm sorry that was a tough game. You know, I'm done with hugs. That's not, I mean, I'm the same way. I mean, these guys are like my kids. It's not about loving them up now. Now it's like, hey, it's a psychological thing. Your performance was not good. You didn't do what you were asked to do. So there's a repercussion. You have to live with this all week. So how do you get rid of that? You go back to work and you fix what you didn't do well. And you got to find that love again for trying to get that success. I mean, it's in the struggle right now. You know, you got to fall in love with the struggle. And it's not that deep. You got to correct those things. And, you know, I mean, unfortunately, the film doesn't lie. So the big thing is they have to come in and they have to watch themselves here for a little bit, not do as well as they know they can do. So that's humbling. We're not going to pound them in the ground. That's not what Saturday's about. It's about corrections. It's about, hey, you're better than this. So you build people up in the same way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I do empathize with them. It's tough, you know, and when you're in the arena, you know, and you're an athlete, you know, when you're in the arena, no one else knows what it's like out there except you, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and it's a famous Teddy Roosevelt quote about the critic. The critic doesn't matter. The critic, they just get to watch, you know. It's the people in the arena that matter, and that's why I told the guys last night. It's all about the guys in that locker room. You know what you're capable of. Let's get back to it. So.
That'll about wrap it up for this interview. Excited to see how the Arabians bounce back. Thanks for joining us, Coach.
Thank you. We're going to be awesome. Go Arabians.
All right. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com.
As more club and travel sports pop up every year, they often muddy the waters on what the purpose of sports should be for student athletes at this age.
But high school sports are different.
It's not about becoming the best athletes. It's about becoming the best people.
It's not about scholarships. It's about coaches mentoring you, camaraderie with your teammates, and the connection you build with your school community.
It's not about year-round training. It's about developing resilience, responsibility, and a strong work ethic for life.
It's not about what am I going to get out of this. It's about playing for something bigger than yourself, for your team, your school, and your entire community.
High school sports help us grow in ways that will serve us for the rest of our lives, not just in the game.
I'm IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. Support what makes education-based athletics different by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is developing students as people. This is fulfilling a greater purpose. This is your IHSAA.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you here to this interview on the Arabian Sports Network. My name is Zion Palmieri. I'm joined here alongside
Colton Johnson.
So, Colton, you're a senior football player here at Pendleton Heights. How long have you been playing football?
I've been playing football since fifth grade, but high school football career has been a little rocky. Mm-hmm. I've only finished One full season. So
we'll get into that here. Yeah. Getting straight to it. So your first year you were injured. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Get into it as much as you like, but you know, how much did that limit your play? What were you like mentally when you got injured?
Well, it was after week one. We had played our first freshman game, and after that, I actually didn't break it in game. I broke it playing basketball in between two games and broke my ankle. And it really affected mentally because also freshman year, you know, you're coming into high school. You don't really know what you're going to play. Mm-hmm. I was playing a new position, and I was out for the whole season. And I decided to stay on the team. They gave me the option to leave, or you can stay and help out. Yeah, so I stayed on the team, and I helped out the practices. And I was kind of like more of a manager, even though I was still a player. So it was weird. It was definitely a weird transition going into my sophomore year from that injury because it was a lot of adversity I had to overcome. But, that's about it. I mean, my freshman year, to wrap it up, I just got injured week one and missed the whole season.
After you got injured, were you like, all right, you know, this is just part of my story now? Were you like kind of devastated? That's got to be pretty tough, your first year in football. You know, you're trying to make waves as early as you can.
Yeah, I was optimistic. I was a little devastated, obviously. I mean, because that is a pretty big injury. You know, I knew I was probably going to have to deal with that the rest of my sports career. But I was pretty optimistic. I knew I'd come back and I'd come back, try to be stronger than ever, try to learn from this. And that's what I tried to use it for, going into my sophomore and on.
So we'll go to year two. You're kicked off the team. Again, get into everything that you want to get into. When in the season was this, and how did that set you back?
So it was actually, I played most season. So okay, I played weeks one, I believe, to eight. Mm-hmm. And then going into fall break, my parents, we actually had a vacation scheduled over fall break. And I had the option to stay with friends at a friend's house and still continue playing football or to kick off the team. And, you know, I felt bad for my parents. I didn't want to do that to them. So I decided to go on vacation and that in turn got me kicked off. Yeah. You know, I want to get special treatment, especially a sophomore. I mean, what am I supposed to do? And I kicked off week nine, which would mean I couldn't go to the banquet. I couldn't go to any of the all. Like, it was devastating. That was probably honestly the hardest part of my high school football career, just getting kicked off the team and playing the whole season and then watching my friends continue on with the banquet, you know, missing sectionals, missing the state tournament. Like, that was pretty rough.
Why did you decide to come back year three?
Well, I played football my whole life, and I didn't want to, again, like with the injury, I just didn't want to let anything interfere with that. I didn't want to let my struggles and my adversity, all the things I've went through, I didn't want to let that to be the reason I just didn't play. And I just, I don't know. I just...
Going into year three, what was the mindset? You know, you had a rocky start to your high school career. Were you like, okay, you know, I need to lock in, bring it home? What was the mindset?
So I knew that I was put at like a disadvantage with other players because the coaches don't really know what I've got made of. Like, I was only freshman year, sophomore year, kicked off the team. They probably think that, you know, this kid's not taking this serious. This kid doesn't, you know, have any plans for the future for this team. And I just knew that I would have to, you know, I'd have to work hard and grind, and I would have to, you know, I don't want to say work harder than everybody else, but that's how I felt. I felt that I had to, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. You were set back.
Yeah. And actually, I went to all the summer stuff. I went to all the winter stuff, too, after I joined the team back. I went to the winter stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then just after the summer stuff, I didn't think I had it in me. Mm-hmm. So I made the decision. I thought it was best for me to quit the team and to go on and play, because I played rugby, too. And to go play rugby, focus on rugby. And I didn't get any satisfaction from that when I quit the team. It didn't, you know, I didn't get what I thought I would get out of that. You know, all it did is make it worse. I miss football so much more, watching all my friends play, watching the team succeed. You know, and not to say I didn't want the team to succeed, but I just knew that, you know, I missed out on that. And I gave up on myself. I didn't think I had it in me. I didn't think I could do it.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, year three, you bounced around, played a different few positions. Would you say that's your most normal year of high school football to this point?
My junior year?
Yeah.
I would say going into my junior year, yes, that was my most, even though I know I quit, but like, that was where I was like kind of on the right track, I guess.
Yeah.
But I played probably seven different positions. I've been all over the field. I didn't really know where they wanted me. I didn't really know where I wanted to be. That's really one of my big issues with I just didn't know where I belonged. yeah. the football field. And I feel like my senior year is where I finally found the position that I belong and like where I'm really comfortable and feel like I'm making an impact mm-hmm. on the team.
So now your senior year, the most normal year so far that you've yeah. had. Knock on wood, nothing happens.
Yes.
How you liking the team? How you feel? Obviously, right now, currently, as we're recording this, you're 4-0. You set to play New Pal. This will be played post the Dragons game. How do you feel going into the matchup?
You know, I'm confident. I really mm-hmm. am. Not to say that we're going to go in there and you know, kill them or even beat them. I know they're the number one team in high school mm-hmm. football. We're number 4 and 4A, the number 1 and 5A. You know, honestly, it's awesome, man. Mm-hmm. I just love the opportunity that we have. And what other teams, not every team gets to go and play number one team and have a chance to beat them, but we do. Mm-hmm. So I'm just, you know, I'm excited. I love the team. I think our team chemistry is awesome. You know, I think we're all really close. We're all bonded. We're all like brothers. It feels like we're all brothers. We are brothers. And, you know, I feel like that if anyone can do it, we can, you know, because they're undefeated too as well. And mm-hmm. they're on pace. They've been killing teams, but so have we. So I think it'll be exciting. I think a lot of people are doubting us. And, you know, I think we could use that. And I think that we could shock the world.
Yeah, a lot of people have asked me, like, Zion, you broadcast these games. Why do you get on the team bus and go 45 minutes to this? I'm like, where else would you rather be? This is like your home team gets a chance to upset the number one team in the state. I'm super excited for the game. What's the mindset going into a big game like this? You know, like obviously you can't be nervous. And I've talked to a lot of people on this team. Nobody's nervous for a game like this. You got to be locked in. What's it like going into a big game?
You know, you just almost got to treat them like they're just any other team. You know what I'm saying? Because if you put them on this pedestal where they're like, oh, this is the number one team. They've been killing everyone. We can't do it. Then they're obviously going to kill us. Mm-hmm. So we got to come in. We got to look at it like they're just any other team. We got to prepare the same way. Obviously, we know that this is be our toughest battle yet. We got to know that. But at the same time, we have to lock in and understand, you know, we are capable. We are capable of beating these guys. And we're just all high schoolers. We're all high school football players. You know, we're all same age. We're all the same. We all have the same goal. So we just got to, we can't treat them any differently, even though they are the number one team in the state. Mm-hmm. We just got to play our best game and go out there and execute.
What's the difference that this team knocked you out in the sectional championship last year? Saw practice ended yesterday, and you normally end it, you know, beat Cougars, beat Dragons. It was kill Dragons this time. This one seems like it's got a little bit more emphasis on it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just think that all the doubt and all the people that don't believe in us, we haven't been using that. And practice has been great. We've been killing our practice. We're all locked in. Mm-hmm. We all want it. Coach Ruth gave us a really good I don't know if you were there for that end of practice speech where he was like, he called us up and said and asked us if we believed we could beat the Dragons. We were all like, yeah, we can beat the Dragons. Like, mm-hmm. You know, I just feel like we've been using that as an advantage and towards our goal, like we've been to build us up. And mm-hmm. and I just feel like we've been killing it at practice. We always, I don't know, man. We always just, this one just feels different. I don't know.
Yeah, it really does. The team chemistry, maybe it's just because we're both seniors. I'm not sure. This one does feel very different.
Yeah, I have a really good feeling about this.
I mean, I looked at their schedule. I like our odds to win, man.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
Well, that'll about wrap it up for this interview. I appreciate you joining me, and I'm excited for tonight.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, stay tuned for more. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios. Dental care for children and adults in Pendleton at 113 South Heritage Way. Phone is 765-229-5900. Online at drdanawright.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back to this segment of Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I am Liam Davis, and I'm joined here with sophomore running back Joel Weaver. Joel, how are you doing today?
Pretty good.
That's fabulous to hear. So we're just going to get straight to the questions here. First question, being a sophomore and having very little varsity experience, I know you played varsity a little bit last year, punting the ball and stuff like that, but you're still performing at a very high level. How does this affect your long-term success in football?
Yeah, it definitely gives me a lot of confidence moving forward. Getting this experience early on helps me learn faster and get used to the speed of the game and the pace. So by the time I'm a junior and senior, I'll be more prepared to play at a higher level.
All right. And so on the year, you have 59 carries, 370 yards, and 5 touchdowns. How do you continue the success with the second half of the year coming up?
I have to keep trusting my coaches and offensive line. As they open the holes, I just have to hit them with discipline and stay hard. I also have to be sure to keep working hard in practice and watch film so I can see what the defense is trying to do.
And so it's this week is New Palestine at the time of recording, and you haven't played them yet, but this will go on air the day after you play New Pal. And obviously, very good team, top 5 in the state, 3rd in the state to be exact. How do you go into this game with confidence? When we talk to Coach Richmond, he always preaches about how you have to go into every week the same. But is there more feelings this week than other weeks?
There's definitely a little bit more excitement. Every time you play a top team, you want to prove to yourself what you can do. We know they're good, but we have to focus on what we can control, and that's playing the game, being physical, and executing each play. When we do that, we can really compete with anybody. You just have to have the same mindset. Practice hard and stay focused and be ready for Friday night.
New Palestine's defense has allowed 28 total points in 4 games, shutting out 2 of the opponents that they have played, which was Kokomo and... oh, I forget who else they shut out, but I know Kokomo was week 1. But how do you read this defense to continue your rushing streak?
As a running back, it's all about being patient and trusting the play call. I got to read the blocks, find the right lane, and take what the defense gives me. It might not always be a big run, but staying consistent will open things up.
And last year at this time, Keaton Jones had about 50 more yards than you, but also senior, you're a sophomore. How hard have you worked to get to this spot?
I worked pretty hard since last season. The whole team had a great team camp at DePaul University. Even through the smoking hot weather, we were putting in work. I worked on my speed and footwork throughout track season last year, trying to learn as much as possible from the older guys that graduated, and that work's paying off now.
How do you feel as a team perspective this season has been going so far?
We're doing pretty well. We've had some ups and downs through practices and scrimmages, but we're learning from them each week. Most importantly, we're getting better. Our chemistry is getting stronger, and we're coming together at a right time, which is key.
What are your personal, just you by yourself, your expectations for the rest of the season?
I just want to keep contributing to the team however I can. If that means running the ball more, blocking, or just being a good teammate, I'm all in. Of course, I want to keep improving my stats, but getting better and winning as a team is the main goal.
And what are the expectations for the team?
As a team, we expect to keep improving and make a run in sectionals. We want to compete for a championship, which is always the goal, and set ourselves up for a strong postseason.
And, you know, it's been kind of hot recently. Cold weather is bound to be right around the corner. How do you prepare to play in these conditions, especially with the Indiana weather? You know, it's 80 this week. 2 weeks from now, it could be snowing.
Yeah, that's true. I try not to think too much about it. It doesn't affect me a whole lot because I've played a lot of sports in it. But you always have to keep the blood moving, stay loose on the sideline, and focus in on the game. Once you're out there playing, you don't really notice the cold.
Who would you say is your mentor for running back?
Oh, my mentor. Definitely Keaton. Yeah, me and him were always pretty tight. Running track with him was pretty fun. Just being around him and learning was always a good thing.
And so let's say you go really high in college, go to the NFL draft. Who would you want to get drafted by?
That's a good one. Probably the Colts. I mean, just stay local. I mean, it's always a good thing to stay local and have friends around.
What college would you want to go to?
Probably IU. IU play for Coach Sig. That'd be sick.
So, you know, you're a running back. Who is your favorite running back of all time?
Ooh, that's a good one. I don't really got favorites. I'm gonna be honest. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, so this is probably the most unselfish guy, one of the most unselfish people I know in the world. I mean, just on the football field, he's so unselfish. In real life, too. I mean, if you know him in school, he's just such a nice guy. And, I mean, you gotta love Joel Weaver for that. And so you don't have a favorite, but who would you I kind of want you to pick someone here. Who would you say is the greatest running back of all time?
Greatest running back. You always got to look up to a coach. So Jacob Lyons. I'm going to shoot him out there.
Coach Lyons, you know, he's new around here. How would you say that he's been so far, and how has he, like, contributed to the success?
He's definitely been a big impact. Definitely jumping in as a running back coach. Every time we're doing a defensive segment, he always pulls the running backs aside, and we go do drills on our own. So it's always a good thing to put in the extra work.
And how do you stay motivated to put in that extra work, especially with how hot it is and how much practices you guys have?
Yeah, staying motivated is key, especially with this 4-0 record. It always gives you more motivation to see what the next games have to come, and it's just always good to have that in front of you.
And would you say that this week of practice has been a lot different than prior weeks?
Yeah, we're definitely, as a team, more locked in. We know they're good, obviously, but can't take that for granted, and we just have to go in there with the same mindset.
Yeah, that's what Coach Frischman always preaches about, keeping the same mindset. But knowing that Neupal is this good of a team, how do you keep this motivation, especially in the game, late in the game, close game? How do you stay motivated, stay strong, and not get tired?
You just have to stay locked in. You can't think of them as any other team. If it's a really close game, that gives you more motivation to just keep going and run on the ground, obviously. But
okay, well, unfortunately, that will be all the time that we have left for you, Joel Weaver, and people listening. Thank you, Joel, for joining me for this Coach Show interview. I had a lot of fun. I hope you had a lot of fun. I hope the people listening had a lot of fun. But you guys will get back to the Coach Show right here on 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by the Adam Custer Insurance Agency, American Family Insurance, Home, Auto, Life, Farm, and Commercial Insurance in Pendleton and Oaklandon, 765-221-2082.
Tune in and type up for 91.7WEEM.org. Greatest website for the greatest student-run radio station. Whatever you need, we've got it. From sports to podcasts to weather and more, we have everything you're looking for. It's all here on 91.7WEEM.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here for the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside
Emma Todd.
Now, Emma, let's close this thing out. We had a pretty good interview with Coach Richmond, and then we heard from Colton Johnson and Joel Weaver. It's been a football-oriented coaches show today. Let's close this thing out and look at all Pendleton sports. What do you want to start with?
Let's go ahead and start with boys soccer again. So the record is 5-5-1, and they, like we talked about, they played Yorktown, and really a good week for the boys soccer. And with like the goals and everything that everyone has, like Sawyer Llewellyn and Mason McEwen are leading in with 6 goals apiece, which is very impressive for Sawyer being a sophomore.
Yeah, junior Mason McEwen also leading the way, tied freshman behind him, Jordan Wilson, with 5 goals. This is a young team. They graduated a big senior class last year, and they're finally getting those younger guys stepping up, making their presence known, leading the way. Assist is senior Aiden Boys behind him, senior Dylan Johns behind that. Damian Ruiz Pozos, senior. So seniors are assisting. They're there too. They're in the stat books, but definitely. The team is working together. There's chemistry there. You can tell.
Yeah, they definitely have a bunch. Like, you can tell that they're a younger team, but they definitely have those seniors that are definitely taking the lead this year, which is really good. I think they have 5 seniors, so they won't be losing a ton of players, but they'll definitely have some open positions for next year.
That gives you a lot to build on. You know, yeah, there's a lot to be definitely. Excited for, a lot to build on. I mean, 5-5-1, not too terrible considering the conference we planned, considering mm-hmm. our sectional. You know, we'll see what that looks like. Moving on, it looks like girls soccer right now, 3-6 on the season so far. You have a matchup today at 10 a.m. If you're mm-hmm. not doing anything, go out and support your Arabians. You'll be in that one, Emma.
Yeah, Delta. That's going to be a really good game, especially for it is a conference game. So if they want to take the lead, that's going to be a very important game today. And then Hamilton Southeastern on Monday and New Pal on Wednesday, which will be a good matchup for this week. Definitely some strong teams to play against this week.
Yeah, that Delta start today at home, 10 a.m. start. Hamilton Southeastern on the 22nd. It's at the Royals, 7:15 p.m. start. And then New Pal on the 24th, that one at home, 5:30 start against the Lady Dragons. And then we'll move on to girls golf, of course, in their sectional now. Monday will be the sectional tournament, that one at Noblesville. You know, we talked about them in the first segment. They're coming off of a tough stretch where they played some Hoosier Heritage Conference schools. You got to be excited for your girls golf. You know, this is what your seasons came to. They start early. They end in September, and, you know, we'll see how far they can make in the sectional. You got to be really excited.
Yeah, they definitely have a very strong team this year, which really makes them look very well, especially with Kirsten and Morgan Bricker with the scores that they've been getting. Definitely hypes them up a lot, and their team is really good this year. So, and they've been doing very well, so it's very impressive from everyone around the board.
Yeah, definitely all eyes on Kirsten.
Yeah.
I don't know a meet off the top of my head where she wasn't the lead for the Arabians in what do you call that? I don't know the vocabulary for golf.
Yeah,
well,
me neither.
She's had the least amount of strokes. She's been the leading player for the Arabian. So all eyes on her ahead of sectionals. We'll see how they do. Again, that one is on Monday. I lost my paper. What time is the start, Emma? Technical difficulties. It's 8:52 a.m. All right, it happens sometimes. Yeah, okay, definitely. I got it. Monday, September 22nd, 9 a.m. start. Is that right?
I believe so, because they do have their sectional during school.
That's
so
true? I've never known that.
Really?
9 a.m. start at Noblesville High School. It's a tournament-style game. The Harbor Trees Golf Club. They really have it. I've never heard that.
Yeah, they have it during school just because golf takes so long.
Yeah.
I feel like since it's a tournament, that they have to like get it in throughout the day.
That makes sense. Okay, I guess it's going to be a little difficult for students, but maybe, you know, some seniors.
Yeah.
If you got a day, I guess. I can't really promote skipping school, but to support your team, I guess that's a little warranted.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, we'll move on to girls volleyball, 10-9 on the season. They've got a tournament today. Right now at 9 a.m., they will play West Lafayette. After the tournament today, they will travel to Fishers to take on the Tigers. Fishers Tigers? Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, and then afterwards, Newcastle at home on the 23rd, 7:30 p.m. start. After that, they'll take on Madison Grant at home as well, 7:30. And then the 25th at home versus Hamilton Heights. So 3 straight road games later this week, and one of those being in the Hoosier Heritage Conference. A team you want to watch, especially leveling 500 currently. Senior running back DJ McCrary talking to me through the glass here in the Weave studio. Throwing me off here. But team you want to watch, they're 10-9 right now. You'll see as they enter the 2/3 half of their season, see how they do.
Yeah, definitely with all their games that they have this week, definitely like ones to watch. And Carmen Horn and Gianna Knitz and Aubrey Borfel are definitely taking the lead for the volleyball team this year with 4.4 kills per set for Carmen Horn and total blocks, Gianna Knitz with 16, which is pretty impressive. From what I know about volleyball, that's, like, really good.
Yeah, definitely really exciting. We'll close this thing out. Talk about football, obviously the main thing we're here to talk about today. So the Arabians, tough loss over New Pal. Next is Mount Vernon on the schedule. Coming in, Mount Vernon 0-5, Pendleton Heights 4-1. Tough season right now for the Marauders. You got to say, I don't have the stats on me. Obviously, you know, we got a week to the game. I haven't really prepared for it. This is a historic, not good start for the Marauders.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're a little worried when you play a team 4-1 versus 0-5. Coach Richmond said the record's thrown out the window when it's a rivalry game, when it's playing Mount Vernon. So you got to think they're coming, Mount Vernon. You know, you got to get a team that's off a bad loss. You know, they were really hot. Now they're not. Mm-hmm. Jump on the train while you can. And for the Arabians, it's back to fundamentals. It's back to what you know and being the team that you were for the past 4 weeks.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely think so with their 0-4 or 0-5 record that Pendleton Heights definitely does not need to, like, they need to make sure that they're just sticking to fundamentals and making sure they play how they know how to play.
Well, that about wrap it up for this coach's show. Once again, I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here with
Emma Todd.
And thanks for tuning in. Whether you listen for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or the whole thing, we really appreciate it. And then finally, thank you to our sponsors and contributors and everyone who helped make this show possible. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Stay connected with what's happening around our campus and community by tuning in to WEEM Weekly, our amazing bi-weekly podcast posted every other Wednesday. Join the WEEM podcast staff as they interview influential figures of our community, school, clubs, and more. Listen anywhere you get your podcasts and watch the vodcast on our YouTube at WEEM Media. Get the information you need by listening to WEEM Weekly. Thank you for listening to this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. We greatly appreciate all of our donors and underwriters who help make this possible. This is 91.7 WEEM.